is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. It is Saturday. See, I had to look at my watch. And it's time for The Good Life. Food, wine, and fun for your ears every weekend with yours truly, Guy Bauer. Don't forget, if you want to see what's coming up, goodlifeguy.com. If you want to see what we've done in the past, goodlifeguy.com. Click on the listen. Or you can go direct to knssradio.com and then use the upper right-hand side for podcasts. Hover down, and there will be. Glad you're with us. This show is going to be so interesting. I like to use a marinade on several different things. In some cases, I think it might tenderize. In some cases, it adds some flavor. I play with length of time and different ingredients. And I've even worked with the science of when and why. But while I thought I had a clue, I am clueless. Until I got a press release for an article that's on Serious Eats. It's called The Science of Marinades. And you go, okay, blah, blah, blah. You know, acid, sugar, salt, some kind of liquid, wine, blah, blah, blah. You ain't got a clue. The link is at goodlifeguy.com to take you not only to Serious Eats, but more importantly, directly to this article. And who better to talk about this article than the big cheese that oversees things at Serious Eats? My guest today is Daniel Gritzer. He's a senior culinary director. I got to see. There was something funny, Dan, that where did I see it on your name? Food Hog or something. Anyway, Dan Gritzer, welcome to the program.
I'll take Big Cheese. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, the Big Cheese.
Actually, I think it's Human Garbage Can.
That's what, sure it what it was. You'd think I would remember that, but I would never invent that myself. Dan, first off, you probably have one of the best jobs in the world. You're not on your feet in a hot kitchen 24 hours or, you know, 18 hours a day, yet you get exposed to so much great culinary adventure, and you create culinary adventure, and you get to play with food. I mean, I'm envious.
I can't totally argue. It's a very fun job. I did spend all day Thursday on my feet. I will say we decided to re-photograph too many articles on the site about knife skills, and I did not. The day ended, and I realized I had not sat down once the whole day. Mostly what you said was true.
Yeah. Did anybody cut themselves?
No. Good. No injuries on set.
Another successful day.
exactly.
I've been on the Serious Eats email list for some time, and you know, there's just such a wealth of information. It blows me away. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about you a little bit and your journey that got you to where you are today. Then we're going to talk about Serious Eats, the site, and what folks can find if they go there and why they should sign up for the newsletter. And then, finally, we will talk about marinades. So this is your life, Dan. Tell me.
Lead the way, guy.
Well, you know, when you think about it, we all got interested in food. Okay, everybody has to eat. But some of us got more captured by food than others. You know, it's that old live to eat or eat to live stuff. Start from the beginning.
Oh, boy. That's a dangerous question. Anytime I hear this question, my mind goes to that scene in Goonies when the kid he's being held prisoner by the bad guys, and they say, tell us everything. And he's like, everything? And they're like, everything. And then he, like, literally tells them everything. You're going to have to cut me off.
Well, keep it towards the food slant.
The food slant. I mean, I grew up in a very food what's the right word? Obsessed, enthusiastic, passionate, maybe passionate is a good word, family. My mom definitely lived to eat. She had this story that never actually made any sense to me, which was true of a lot of her stories, where she was in some kind of a truck stop eating raw oysters, like already red flags. Stories don't make a lot of sense. And she ate so many raw oysters. This part, I believe, some of the surrounding details seem a little off, but she ate so many raw oysters that the waitress came over and said, "I've never seen anyone, not any of these truckers in here, eat as many oysters as you just did." So I don't know. I don't know exactly what the real story is there, but I grew up in that kind of a family. So yeah, when you know, a pivotal moment for me was when I was 13 years old. My mom said, and I was already interested in food and cooking at that point, but she said to me, "Do you want a bar mitzvah?" And I said, "Well, I mean, I've seen my friends get a lot of money, but otherwise, not really." And she said, "Okay, great. I'll take you to a fancy dinner instead." And so she took me to, at the time, you know, it was one of the best restaurants in New York City called Chanterelle, down in Tribeca was where at its second location. And there was a connection because my mom had worked with the chef and owner David Waltuck's father many years before. And it just so happened that as we were walking into the restaurant, we ran into Murray Waltuck, David's father. And he said, "Would you like to meet my son?" And I said, "Sure." So he took me, just me, into the kitchen and introduced me to David, who just is... David and his wife, Karen, are just some of the loveliest people on the planet. And he said to this, you know, kind of a little bit overwhelmed 13-year-old who was suddenly standing in a professional, very elite restaurant kitchen, "If you'd ever like to come hang out, just give me a call." And it was the prospect of that was quite scary on one level for me at 13. But I also had the awareness that this is not something you turn down. So over the years through high school, I would, you know, every once in a while call up the restaurant, call up David and see if it was, you know, a good time. And they always said yes. And I would go and they'd put me in the chef's whites and set me to work doing, you know, the beginner things that are important to learn, peeling garlic, now it's hard to remember, piping salmon mousse onto little, you know, crackers or something. And that really was one of those formative experiences for me. And you know, and it goes on, I went to college, I went and worked on farms in Europe that I have many stories about. I ended up working in restaurants in New York City. So I had a very food focused path.
You know, it's so fun to talk to people who have written a cookbook or make wine or do like you do. One of the most popular websites for information about cooking and eating and enjoying, and see all the different backgrounds. But there is some similarity, and usually it starts with mom or dad and the dining table. And fortunately, Serious Eats, the website, it's if you didn't have a single cookbook and you were new to the kitchen and you didn't have any equipment – you're right out of college, for example, you could go to Serious Eats and gain a wealth of knowledge in a very short period of time without spending a penny.
And thank you.
Well, I think you've been there since 2014, so you're getting dangerously close to 10 years. You know, what a great thing that must be like. And I know it's not just you. I'm sure you have a team of professionals for every aspect of running the site, but it's really well done. And I think let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the site and what you can find there. I mean, if you just open up SeriousEats.com and look at the top menu bar, recipes, how-tos, world cuisines, ingredients, equipment, features about us, we're going to talk in the, not this next segment, we're going to talk about the website, but in the following segment, we're going to talk about the science of marinades. So we'll be back. A quick break. Daniel Gritzer's my guest from Serious Eats. Oh, my goodness. We're not going to have enough time, Dan, but I really appreciate you letting me interrupt your weekend. And quick break. We'll be coming right back.